Hey, good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF Kyle High with you this morning. We hope your day is going fantastically. And now joining us in studio, as she does every Tuesday, we have Lisa Wilson, the director of the Independence Chamber of Commerce, joining us in studio. Good morning, Lisa. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's good to have you in studio today. And let's go ahead and go over a few things happening in Independence. And one of the things currently going on is a Climate and Energy Central exhibition at the Independence Historical Museum and Arts Center.
That's right. So the museum always works hard to bring lots of exhibits and exhibitions to the museum so that, or to the community, so that we can enjoy those. And this is one that they are bringing through the month of February. I think the last day will be around February the 26th. So as you mentioned, it is called Climate and Energy Central. The exhibition is in the gallery area of the museum. And what that means is that it's free to the public. So anyone and everyone is welcome to come to the museum and check out all that this exhibit has to offer. They're open Tuesday through Saturdays, I believe 10 to 4. You can check that out. If you want to see the other exhibits and the other there's three floors of the museum. You can sure pay the admission fee and check out the museum. But this is all about the challenges that face our planet. Will there be enough fresh water? Will we have enough food to eat? Things like that. Will there be enough energy? And this exhibition addresses those things. There also are some special presentations. Saturday the 15th, Dr. Isaias McCaffrey will be presenting. And Saturday, February 19th, Rex Buchanan will also be making a presentation. If you need more information about the details of the exhibition, feel free to give the museum a phone call. As I said, anytime between, I think, 10 and 4, you can call 331-3515.
All right, and then basketball all over the place, and we'll start off with some ICC basketball starting tomorrow and actually a lot more games after that.
I know. I love college basketball, and I love to go out and watch the Pirates play. So tomorrow they take on Northwest Kansas Technical College. The ladies will tip off at 5, and the men's game will follow around 7. And then go ahead and mark your calendar for the following Wednesday, the 19th. They will take on Colby Community College. Same time, 5 and 7, and then they will take on Cloud County Saturday afternoon game. That will be Saturday the 22nd. The women will play at 2 and the men will play at 4. So again, Wednesday tomorrow and next Wednesday the 19th and then Saturday the 22nd. Some really good Pirate basketball.
Absolutely. And I know the women are doing really, really well. In fact, I think they've only lost one game all year, so they're playing very well as of right now. Also coming up here on the 13th through the 16th will be the Bird Hunters United National Championships.
Yes, I was visiting with Rusty Baker yesterday. He was on his way back, I believe, from a big hunting event, and he was passing through Nashville, Tennessee, and he was telling me about all of the hunters from around the nation that are going to be coming into Independence for a couple of hunts that are coming up. So this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday will be Bird Hunters United National Championship. They call it BHU. And these are top hunters and their dogs from all around the nation that have been competing all year long, earning points to compete in this national championship. And then following the BHU competition will be the National Upland Classic Series Kansas State Championship. They call that NUX. And that's scheduled for the tail end of the month, January 28th through the 30th. And this NUX organization is comprised of people who know and appreciate quality bird dogs. So two great events coming to the community, bringing people into Independence in the area. They're staying in our hotels. They're eating in our restaurants. They're shopping in our downtown, and they're having a great time hunting on our property. Both events are held at Remington Ranch, which is east of Independence on County Road 5050. And spectators are actually always welcome to come out and watch. So if the weather is really nice and that's something that interests you, be sure and check that out.
Absolutely. And not only are the Pirates taking the hardwood, The Bulldogs of Independence are also hitting the hardwood with quite a few games as well.
I know. They had a home game last weekend, and I wasn't able to go, so I'm hoping that I'll be able to check out the game as they take on Fort Scott this Friday. The Bulldogs, the girls will play at 6, and the boys will play at 8, so I'm sure it's going to be a great game. And then I must give a shout out to the Independence High School dance team. They've been performing as well, and a pretty sharp group. So if you're looking for some halftime entertainment, don't go to the snack bar. Hang around and watch the dance team.
Yeah, they go to the snack bar after the dance.
That's right.
After the dance performance. Also, the Bulldogs will be taking on the Coffeyville Golden Nato on January 14th as well. So a little Montgomery County rivalry action there.
Yeah, so a couple Fridays in a row. Check that out. Put it on your calendar.
All right, and then the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial Community Celebration will be coming up here pretty soon.
Actually, that is this weekend, so you do want to mark that on your calendar and don't miss that. It's a great event, and the program starts at 3 o'clock. It's in the IHS Performing Arts Center. Everyone is welcome, and everyone is asked to bring a canned food item, if you would, please, because we depleted the food pantries, you know, over the holidays with Thanksgiving and Christmas, and just, you know, fulfilling all of the needs of those in our community that need extra food. And so this is a way for everyone to be able to contribute to that cause. Charles Barker and Kathy Shepard spoke at First Friday, and they did a great job. So if you want to hear more about the event, you can actually find that on our Facebook page and watch the Facebook Live replay or watch it on YouTube. But it's going to be great. They have a great speaker lined up. They have lots of presentations. They have youth performances, lots of music. I've been going for probably now 11 or 12 years, and it's just a super event, and you don't want to miss it. It's a way to honor a wonderful man and the difference that he made in our world. And in addition to that, they also started giving out a Spirit of Unity Award, and I believe that's probably been going on for maybe about 5+ years. And they have made their selection this year a very worthy recipient. And it's always nice and memorable when they make those presentations. So that's also a part of the event. So be sure to mark that on your calendar again. It's this Sunday at the Performing Arts Center at the high school at 3 o'clock.
All right, and then coming up on Saturday, January 22nd, a sport that's really taking off as the Independence girls wrestling team will be hosting a tournament.
I know. I just think that's cool. I have not carved out time to go and watch the girls wrestle, but I do know that we have a state champion at our high school, and wow, this sport is really taking off. So I just want to give a shout out to all those girls that are wrestling Saturday the 22nd. As you mentioned, they will be hosting a tournament starting at 9 o'clock in the gymnasium. So get out, check that out.
Absolutely.
And go that, girls.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I remember I went to one of the school board meetings, and they talked to a girl. I think she ended up going to a school in Colorado, but she was a state champion. So she's a heck of a wrestler, and that program is really taking off over there in Independence. So, of course, everybody is probably, you know, wanting even warmer weather. I mean, we'll have the 60s today, but even warmer weather coming up as mark this on your calendar for February 17th.
I know. Aren't we spoiled? We have had such great weather, unseasonably nice, and then we have those little cold spurts and we complain. We have nothing to complain about considering the weather that we've had in December and January. But the Main Street organization always puts on Let's Whine About Winter just for fun. So Thursday, February the 17th in downtown Independence from 5 to 7. Come on down. The stores will be open. And it's an opportunity to shop local, maybe catch some sales. And the shopping will begin at Apricot Lane at 210 North Penn Avenue, because the first 100 customers will walk away with one of the commemorative free etched wine glasses. So Main Street always holds these events, I believe, like maybe quarterly. And when they do, they give out these wine glasses that have something super cute and engraved on them from the Independence Community College Fab Lab. And they give out 100 of them. They pick different locations to kind of kick off the event. And as I mentioned, Apricot Lane will be the location this time. I'm hoping for maybe some tolerant weather, but it's always fun to do a little whining about winter.
Absolutely. And one of the last things I want to talk about, obviously, it's been kind of a, it's a definitely a big thing since these two have been around for 45 years, that that Cantrell's Fine Jewelry will be closing their store on Friday, January 28th.
I know. So this is kind of bittersweet. You know, James and Sonia have been serving the area for 45 years, and he's the only certified master jeweler in the state of Kansas. He's phenomenal. He's talented. Sonia and James run two very successful businesses, and you know, they've put in their time. They've worked hard. Retail is a hard business to be in. You know, it takes your weekends and your evenings. And so they've worked hard, and now it's time to retire and enjoy life. I believe that James will still be doing some custom work and some repair work, but they will not be in the retail setting as we have enjoyed them the past year, many years. And so to honor them, they are having a reception for them, kind of a retirement reception at Dickie's Barbecue in downtown Independence next Thursday from 5 to 7. So we just hope that everybody will stop by and congratulate them on their retirement. You know, they have served on the Main Street boards and the Main Street committees, and James currently is on the Chamber Board of Directors. They're very generous supporters of the community. We're having our annual dinner actually on the 25th, and they have donated a pendant for that, and we're having a game that's called Ring, last year it was called Ring Cha-Ching because it was a ring. We're figuring out the name for it this year, but it's going to be a pendant. We're super appreciative of their generosity, and that's just how they are. They've always given back to the community. They've always been really good supporters. They're cheerleaders and champions for Montgomery County, and they're not going anywhere. They're just going to retire. So we'll still see them around, and we wish them well and congratulate them on their retirement and say a big thank you for their dedication to Montgomery County and, in particular, Independence and Coffeyville for having a great store.
Absolutely. They've done a great job, and now it's time to enjoy retirement.
So. I know.
All right. Well, Lisa, we always appreciate you coming in. But if anybody has any questions for you guys, or maybe they have a business in Independence and they'd like to join the chamber, how can they do that? How can they get a hold of you guys?
They can always give us a call at the chamber office at 331-1890. And if you want to like our Facebook page, it will fill you full of really great information and hopefully keep popping up on your Facebook feed. It's Get Independence. We list a lot of information on our website. We work hard to keep that updated. Things are constantly changing and being updated in the community. So that's a daily job. But our website is indkschamber.org. And if you're interested in membership, we would love to have you as well. It's a great way to get connected, to network, to tell others about your business, and to be a part of the business community. So be sure and just give me a call again at 331-1890. Stop by the office. We're at 616 North Penn Avenue. That's actually just right across the street from the amazing donut shop in Independence. And we would love to have you as part of our membership. And also, I might mention a couple other things, that if you're listening and you have a question or concern or really good idea, be sure and call me for that as well. You know, maybe you don't work for, or maybe you don't have a business that would be a member, but maybe you're an employee of a business, or maybe you're just a retired individual, somebody just listening on the radio. But give me a call if you have a really good idea. I'd love to hear it. And then, as I mentioned earlier, our annual meeting is next Tuesday, the 25th. That about gave me a little heart palpitation. It's the 25th, but we have about 25 tickets left, and then we will be sold out. So if you're interested in coming, be sure and give us a call. It's a great night. There'll be a wonderful dinner catered by Littleton Resources. That's Brent and Dorothy Littleton. They have a great catering service. And there will be Chamber Member of the Year awards and a super silent auction and a fun live auction and lots of other activities throughout the night. So consider coming. But again, you better call us soon because we only have about 20, 25 tickets.
Absolutely. It'll be a lot of fun, that meeting coming up here in 2 weeks. Well, Lisa, again, we thank you for coming in today. And we will talk to you again next Tuesday.
Thank you. I'll be here.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we're going to start Open Line. So keep it locked here on the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Tuesday morning here in Southeast Kansas and Northeast Oklahoma. Again, Open Line coming up here right after this.